ברשות מורי ורבותיי, we're starting again this parasha, parashat Bereshit. Parashat Bereshit, it's a parasha that usually there is nothing to tell about this parasha, because this is the beginning, and there is millions of questions about this parasha. So we avoid to talk about this parasha, because this parasha, it was the first question was what Hashem was doing billions of years, because Hashem is eternity, Hashem is a netzi, Hashem is, he was, he is, he will be Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Mloch, Adonai Vaed. I mean, you know, time has limit. Just look, when you hear somebody live 120 years, suddenly people, they are very, very amazed. What? 120 years? Can you imagine if you would tell you there is somebody who is living for 500 years? I mean, to hear this number of years, it's above the nature. I mean, what he was doing? You see, we don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it took him so long to create the world. Bereshit bara Elokim. At the beginning, Hashem created the world. Yeah, but what happened before this beginning? What Hashem was doing before this beginning? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited so long for this? Can you imagine? The world, according to our numbers, it exists 69 years. That's it. It's too much. But so what happened before? What happened before this beginning? What was before this beginning? This is really the question. What happened? What was before this beginning? This is, we don't understand. This is very fit. Shut your mouth, don't ask questions. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a Midrash who said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah Tatka'a Dorot. That means Tatka'a Dorot, that means 970 generation before the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already wrote the Torah. Now, this 970 generation, it's no limit, because one day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years by us. Like the Zohar said, that the world will exist 6,000 years. Like the to compare the 6 days of the creation of the world. Each day, it's 1,000 years. So, if we calculate 970 generations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's billions of years. It's billions of years. But still, what happened before these billions of years? You understand? This is a question. Of course, no one will ask you this question, because it's a question that's why we avoid. Because here, where the Satan desire catch the man, to catch his emuna, in this, Hashem want to catch. You see, that's why Hachamim, they prefer that we should avoid this parasha. Just we start to talk about the Mabul and Noah and then Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, etc., etc., and that's it. But this Bereshit, you should avoid it. If you think a little bit, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him so long? A real answer, I don't have. But let's take what the Zohar said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara olamot v'hirivan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created worlds and he destroyed them. We don't understand why. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created worlds and destroyed them? Why? What it is the reason? I mean, a normal man, he can, his chokhmah, his intelligence is limited. He can't build a house, he doesn't like it, and then he destroy it. I know somebody, he built the most beautiful house in Israel. The most beautiful house in Israel. He built it somewhere in Israel. It cost him millions of dollars. I think it cost him over $30 million. It cost him. And he wanted to make a surprise to his wife. And when they arrive, his daughter, not his wife, the daughter that she's 10-year-old, something like that, she did not like her room. She said, no, I don't like my room, I don't like the house next to this. What he did, he destroyed the house. And today this man is very, very poor. Because I told him, why you did that? Today I help him to do Sukkot. I mean, he burned his money. Understand, a man is limited. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees the future. Hashem, he sees everything. Hashem, he don't need. Hashem, he don't need to destroy. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw the Bereshit, so he destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows. He knows. I mean, what it is the reason? So Hashem, he has nothing to do. Just building words and destroy them. Building words and destroy them. What the tachlis? What the purpose? Right. Yes, for us, but so Hashem knows. Hashem knows everything. No. Now you can understand the Zohar, the Kitvei Arizal, Alav Shalom. On the Kitvei Arizal, you have here She'alab Tzonit Barach Shibul Libo Ta'olam. When Hashem, it's a fabulous word. She'alab Tzonu, when the will of Hashem, now he decided to create a real world, not like the world that he created before. Now a word Kedilativ Libo'av, the tachlis of this word. Not to be abandoned, that they will be always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yakiru b'gdolato, and they will know who is Hashem. That means Hashem now we want to create a world that there will be a direct contact between Hashem and the world. Now, from this word, from this lashon of the Arizal HaKadosh, you understand something incredible. That all the words that he created before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had no contact with him, just independent world, and they shouldn't find him. You understand? It's like I play with you cash cash. You know what is a cash cash? It's like I hide myself and I tell you find me and I give you something. You find me. It's like you understand? It's like I play with you cash cash. We go to a big park and I tell you look, I'm gonna hide myself. And look for me. And if you find me, I give you a. That was the kind of world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created before. That people they should find out like Abraham. Abraham Avinu by himself he found who is Hashem. Who is Baal HaBira? At the beginning he did not know who is Hashem. At the beginning he thought maybe he's the sun, maybe he's the Kochavim, the stars. But after he said no, after when he saw that the stars they come every night, and the sun is here every morning, he said no, there is a balabait here. So he started to pray to the one who created the world. He understood. I mean, he said this world it cannot be built just on his own. No, there is a balabait. So we are not Abraham. Understand? We live with the Sahara. Now we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the beginning, you know why Hashem did that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he don't want that one day you would tell him, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create a world so that we will have a big schar, a big reward? We have to look for you and we find you like he find you Abraham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer you, it's impossible. I created already a lot of olamot, a lot of world that they've been disconnected from me. And every time I give them a little bit of connection, but the word they could not exist. It was impossible. So understand, now we understand all the kind of alamot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created at the beginning, they were kind of alamot that should be independent, and the man, he will be independent, and the man, he should find who's Hashem. So Hashem is, he found out that it's impossible. That every time when he created this world, the people that they were there, they were a child. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did create this world just that you would not ask questions. You know, the goyim, when Mashiach will come, ask Hashem, Hashem will take a Sefer Torah, and he will hold a Sefer Torah, and he will say, anyone who studies Torah, he should come and pick up the recompense, the schar, the reward. So the goyim as well, they will take a talit, they will go to synagogues, they will look for a talit. Even Hitler, he will take a talit, and he will put it in his head, and he will come to Hashem, we want Torah. We wanted the Sahar. We did a lot of good things to the Jews. So Hashem said, but no, I only give Sahar to those, I only give recompense, reward, to those who study Torah. So they would tell him, but you did not give us the Torah. It's not our fault. So Hashem would tell him, but I proposed you the Torah before Matan Torah. So the Goyim would say to Hashem, yes, but you only proposed, you did not force us to take it as you did to the Jews. You forced them to receive Torah. You did not only propose them, you told them, if you don't receive Torah, I kill you. Why did you tell us this? So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that people will ask questions. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take all these questions from them. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world now with a direct connection with Him. And this is the whole. This is כשעלה בצונו התברך שימו לברו את העולם כדי להיטיב בואב. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a direct contact with the people, להיטיב, to do them good things. How can he do good things to them? That it will be a connect, like a father and mother, like a child and father. The child, he knows who is his father, and the father, he knows who is his child. When the child cries at night, he gives him to eat. Why? Because he's his son. And the main purpose of the creation of this man in the world, v'yakiru b'gdolo v'yizku liyot merkava l'mala, and they will have as they will be merkava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But all this when they will recognize who he is. So that, and now how can we recognize who he is? Through the Torah. Now this is l'idabik bo itbarach, ayayay, and we have a contact, dbikut, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first olamot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything. Yes, it was Tohu Vabohu. All the first olamot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created them that they have to find out a way who is the Borei Olam, how to have a contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were independent. It's like, you know, it's like a father and a mother, they have a baby, and they put a baby somewhere, and they leave a note there. When you go, find us. Find who is your father and mother. How can you find them? How? It's impossible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what he did in the beginning. He says maybe the world, that's what they need. Because maybe they would ask me one day, why didn't you create the world that way? So we will push ourselves to find you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will answer them, I tried. No way. It's impossible. I tried. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show you how he created the world before. He showed you a video. He showed you a film. Look what I did before. It was impossible. So they have no question. So now, this is... Now, we understand this Bereshit. You must know something. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world through the Yud, with the Yud. Yud Chochma Kiduma. From one of his names, Yud. And from that word, Yud. And Yud is number 10. Now, we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed the 10 Sefirot. as the Arizal Kadosh said, that there is two kinds of orot. You have the or mikif. The or mikif, he is illimited. Illimited. It's like you live in a house. The house is limited. You can live in 100 meters, 200 meters, 1,000 meters, 10,000 meters, but it's still limited. But the outside, it's not limited. So the or of the outside is illimited, but the or of the inside, it was limited. So the more it was a sphera, the limitation of the or was more mitzumtzum. And all this for the man. So the man can feel all this goodness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem did all that for the man. That the man, he will be always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more the man will serve Hashem, the more he will feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, till he will reach the highest level Keter. And maybe they will feel the Or Mikif, the above the Keter. That is something that you cannot imagine. Now I understand that in the Bereshit, you have there a Yud. In the Bereshit. Bereshit has there the Yud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put this Yud in Bereshit to tell you that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Yud. Because Bereshit, he said at the beginning, but what kind of beginning? You know, there is no beginning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, you must know that. There is no beginning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always. There is no beginning. There is no beginning. For us, it's a beginning when He create us, when He create the world. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no Bereshit. You know, the Targum, he said about Bereshit, you have here the Targum? The Parasha. It's something incredible what I saw this in Me'or Vashemesh. Me'or Vashemesh, he bring Me'or Vashemesh, I don't know if you heard about this book, it's a big tzaddik who wrote it. He bring this Targum. And always I read this Targum, I never noticed something. He said, Bikadmin. No, Bikadmin, it's like before, Kodem. That means, before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the Tzimtzum. You see, this is how the Targum explained how it's Bereshit. Bereshit, that means Bikadmin. What do you mean Bikadmin? That means to create the world, you need a place, a room. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you create the world? Where? Inside Hashem? It's impossible. How? So Bikadmin, first of all, he did the Tzimtzum. And once he did the Tzimtzum, then to place the world, then he created the world. Then he created Shamayim Va'aretz. Otherwise, how can he create the world? So now we understand the Arizal HaKadosh. The Arizal HaKadosh, he said that when HaKadosh decided to create the world, to give to be nice to the people, and that the main thing is that the v'yakeru b'gdolato, that they will know who is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he decided to do that, so he created the Tzimtzum first, and then he put the orot through this halal, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Now, all what he did, now we understand my first question. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him so long? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not take him so long. We should know something. And this is something that I want to tell you. It's something that it's hard to understand it. You must know something. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he asked Hashem one question. When Hashem, he wanted to punish the Jews because he did the Egel, and then Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is, Moshe said to Hashem, if you destroy them, so what's going to happen with you? So Hashem said, well, for you, out of you, I make a nation. So Moshe said, what about if my generation, my people, they will sin, you will destroy them, as you did to the Jews. And then what will happen to you? So then you will be again mahriv this olam, like before, mahriv olamot ve bore olamot mahriban. So what's the purpose? Where you will find somebody like Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov? No way. Look, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he seduced HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told him, Ribono Shel Olam, okay. If you kill them, and for my Shevet, for my family, we make a nation. What about if my family will do Avera? What will you do to them? We destroy them. So what's going to happen? And you created the world Le'ativ, as he said, to be connected to you. Those Jews, they thought maybe they could be more connected to you through the Egel. So understand them. They did not say you are not Hashem. They only thought to be connected with you because this is the way they learned in Egypt. In Egypt, they learned that to be connected to God, you have to be connected not directly, indirect. So that's what they thought. So forgive them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive Ibn Israel and said to Moshe, Salahti Gidbach. And now Moshe, he saw that moment, it was Et Ratzon. Hashem was happy. Why he was happy? Why he was happy? Why he was not happy before? Because Hashem, he needed a man, you understand? A man like Moshe, not to teach him, to understand things. You understand? Because Hashem wanted that Moshe Rabbeinu will end. Hashem wanted that a man will be autonomous, will be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to know how to rule the world. Like the Tzaddikim. Who ruled the world today? Hashem bara Elohim la'asot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he led it to the man to carry on. This is the tachlis. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, a father or a mother, they will not feed the child all the time. One day the child has to be autonomous. Now he learned. Not as we said before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, look for me. No, that the baby, he knows who's his father. The baby grow with his father and mother. He know them. Then the father, no, now you have to eat. If you're hungry, open the fridge, eat. I don't have to give you food. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Bnei Israel, they should learn that Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give, he teach Moshe Rabbeinu how to be a millet sosher for the Klal Israel. And from him, the Jews, the Tzaddikim, will learn when something happened, how to be millet sosher for the Am Israel. I mean, you can. It's not. I mean, you cannot imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants really to destroy the Jews. How? He can't. He can't destroy the Jews. Besides, he promised to Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. And besides, if he destroyed them, what's going to happen to him? All the purpose of the creation is that they will know who he is and to be meet him, and that we should be connected to him. That's what he wants. This is the tachlis. Now, if he destroyed them, what's going to happen? Nothing. Again, like Borei Olamot Mahriban. So what's the tachlis? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill the Jew, to kill the Bnei Israel. Only, not to kill them really, just that Moshe Rabbeinu will wake up. We'll pray for them to give good argument to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And from him, the Bnei Israel, the Tzadikim will learn. Now the question, now what happened after? After when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Et Ratzon, he said to Hashem, now show me, I want to see you. Hashem, so Hashem told him, you cannot see me. If you see me, you die. No living people can see me. If you see me, your neshama, that she's mine, she's always connected with me, your neshama, but what separates me and you, that one cannot see each other, is the body. But if the neshama will see me, so she has to come out from the body. If she has to come out from the body, so you have to die. Understand? So you cannot see me. You see, it's incredible, incredible, incredible. Look what Tova Hashem is doing to us. On one hand, we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, and we should die, because how can you be connected to Hashem and live? On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maintained the man not to die. It's a big chesed. Not only that, sometimes we do averot. And usually, doing averot, the neshama should leave the body. And then she will say to the neshama, remain, stay, don't move. It's incredible. It's incredible. Now you understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it took him so long. He waited so long to create the word. Why it waited so long to Hashem to create the word? Because the Torah was so pretty, so beautiful. He loved the Torah so much. And he knew if he created the word, he has to give the Torah to the man. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he waited eternity not to create the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first, as the Rabbi Chaim Vital said, She'ala b'tzono. It's like if you were to give tzedakah, you can give 1 cent. It's up to your willing, your ratzon. You can give 2 cents of tzedakah. You can give $1. You can give $10. You can give millions of dollars. It's your ratzon. Understand? This is that way Arizal HaKadosh start. She'ala b'tzono. All the time, all the existing time of Hashem, he did not have the ratzon to create the world. This is his reason. We don't know what his reason. But she'ala b'tzono, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he has the ratzon to create. Probably HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows. It's like you live in this house, and one day you want to move. But if you want to move, you will not be happy if they force you to move. You move because you find a better place, or really you want to move. You have the willing to move. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'sha'ala b'ktsono. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we want to keep. Now, up to now, his ratzon, he had no ratzon. He had no ratzon to create the world. Why he had no ratzon to create the world? From the reason that I told you before. Because to create a olam, olam tohu babu, that he will be independent. So maybe, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not do that before? Well, because if he would do that before, maybe they would tell him, why Hashem, you did not choose to create us, and we'll find you. So HaKadosh, to avoid all kind of arguments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he waited and he went slowly, and beside this, to give the Torah, and the Torah is the Shemot of Hashem, Hashem, he had no ratzon. Now the question is, do Hashem has a ratzon? You understand? A man has a free will. He can have his bechira, his freedom, can make him to have ratzon, or to become not to have ratzon. But do Hashem has a behira? Do Hashem has a willing behira? The ratzon. Do Hashem? Yes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has a ratzon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has always good ratzon. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. May Hashem titzeh tova. Yes, the winning of Hashem only is good. Yes. Hashem is the creator. Hashem does not have a bad ratzon. All the ratzon of Hashem is good. Because as he said here, Kedei le'ativ libro'av. Le'ativ. Can you imagine from himself he gives something? From his orot. That means all what you see here in this Bria, it's all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the energy, everything, it's from the word of Hashem. Hakol, Vayomer Hashem, Yehi Or, Vayomer Hashem, Yehi, Vayomer Hashem, I want this. Through his voice, things were created. So everything there is, in everything there is Hashem there. Bereshit, before Bereshit, there was nothing. Before Bereshit, it was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it was great, it was the only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what happened? So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ratzon. Why did he not have this ratzon before? As I told you, he has this reason. And the main reason, I think, it's not easy for Hashem to give his Torah. It's not easy for Hashem to give his Torah. Now, the question that there is no answer, and that we will never have an answer, but of course only when after 120 years we will be sitting with Hashem, we will understand a lot of things. Now, you should have only Emuna. This is the biggest nistayon. All those questions, they are very good questions, but the more and the deeper you ask questions, you will have more questions, and more questions, and more questions. And then you will have no answer. This is the Emunah. Bereshit is Emunah. What was before Bereshit? Hashem. What was before Bereshit? Hashem. It was only Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the man so beautifully. The way he created the man, ve'pah ve'apav v'ha'im, man de'nafah, midile'nafah. Ay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the man with his hand, with sand, but when it come to give him life, to the animals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them life through him. Hashem said, I want alien. Here you have a lion who eat, but when it comes to Adam, no. He blew, he put his mouth, he threw an oar inside him, a neshama. It's incredible. A man is special. Why? Because Ashevra Elohim la'asot. Because the man is going to take over the world from the hand of Hashem. He's going to maintain the creation. Can you imagine that? How can you imagine the creation? A man. How? Tell me how. How a man? He's only a man. How can... Just think about a king. About a king. A king, to be a good king, he needs a lot of people to help him. Yes or no? He needs a prime minister. He needs a minister of interior. He needs a transport minister. He needs a lot of people. Thousands of people he needs. How can a man? So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he taught to the Adam, I'm going to give you the whole world. I know it's impossible for you to take care of that, to make contact through me, because we're connected, because you depend on me. I don't depend on you, because I create you, but you depend on me. Through your contact with me, I give you the strength to rule the world. It's like me, instead of me ruling the world, it's you. But how can you rule the world? Through my Korah. It's like I give you a, it's like a father who give a suitcase to his son, and his son is not strong enough, and the suitcase is heavy. And he said to his son, can you hold it? And his son, he said to his father, Papa, how? He said, well, just take it, I'll put your hand, I will put my hand too. And the father, he put his hand on the hand of his father, of his son, and he picked up the suitcase. So you, who picked up the suitcase? The child or the father? The father. So Hashem said to Adam, you just remain in contact with me, and I rule the world with you. Hashem Elohim la'asot. So it's not the man who ruled the world, it's Hashem, but through the man. This is Lehativ Libriat. All this to do good things to the man. It's incredible. When you read this, it's amazing. Because a man, like he said, the Rabbi Abraham Azoulay, the one who wrote Hesed Avraham, he said this, he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the man and he put inside him the whole Olamot, the Abiyah Olamot. And he put inside him all the Sefirot, all the Shefa from the whole Olamot, they came through Adam. Through the man. That means that the man with the Torah mitzvot that he do with his energy, he give the shefa. It's like an energy. You know, the energy give light. The man, he's the machine of energy. Through the mitzvot, he give shefa to the whole Olamot. So who met in the world is Adam, is the man, the Ben Torah. Can you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom? At that moment of Etratzon, that he was become friendly with Hashem, and he said to Hashem, I want to see you. Can you imagine what level he reached at Moshe Rabbeinu to ask to have the chutzpah to ask Hashem, I want to see you. Just can you imagine? That means that Moshe Rabbeinu at that moment, he was full of all awe. It's like the whole Olamot were inside him. It's like he was the man who was holding the whole Olamot, and now he wants to see his creator. Now he wants to see from who he gets his energy. From who he gets his heart. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, better for you not to see me. Better for you not to see me. It's like, I just give you an image. Those people who work in a central atomic, when they go inside where there is uranium, they put a special clause on them. Otherwise, they die. Can you imagine? They have deal. And the only thing that will separate a man from a Kadosh Baruch Hu is those clothes, this malbush, this orot, that they protect us not to say a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we say a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. We become one or and that's it. The body died. It's amazing. It's incredible. Every time when I arrive to this parasha, I hold. The last word of parashat, the last word of the parasha of Devarim, Vezot HaBeracha, Israel. And the first parasha of Bereshit is Bereshit. You have Israel, Bereshit. Israel, Bereshit. And if you take the first word of Israel is Yud, you take the first word of Bereshit Bet, the 12 tribes. That means all the purpose of the creation of the world, from the beginning to the end of the world, to the end, is for Israel. All this Bereshit was made for Israel. All this world was made for Israel. When Israel received the Torah when they left Egypt, yes? And how long did they stay in Egypt? 430 years, yes? That's what the Torah said, 430 years. So that means, before that, no one studied Torah. It was not, The Torah was not given officially. Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov studied Torah. Noah, Adam, but he did not get the Torah officially. When they got it officially? When they left Egypt. Yes or no? So if you take the last word of Israel is Lamed, if you take the last word of Bereshit is Tav. Tav and Lamed is 430 years. It's incredible. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he waited so long only to give the Torah to the Israel once they left Egypt. Why once they left Egypt? Because it was very important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Jews, they would test all kind of Avodah Zarah, they would test all kind of bad people, and then after they would test him, and they would do the difference between Hashem and the rest of the world. So you see, the main tachlis of the Bria was for the Torah, for Am Israel. Now, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited so long? Well, there is no. When Hashem had a Ratzon, why before he did not have a Ratzon? Yes, he had a good will to create the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to give a chance. If the world can remain existing without being connected directly with him, to find him, and then Hashem, he find out it's impossible. Impossible, a man who don't know who is his creator, who will never find him. Unfortunately, today, people, maybe if they want to find Hashem, it's easy. It's so easy today to find the word, to find Hashem. Just search. Look at all these goyim who convert themselves. They become Jew. Why they become Jew? Because they find out Hashem. Because Hashem is here. It's not we play cash, find me. I had myself find me. Maybe you will never find me. But here, it's like I tell you, hey, I am the house, look for me, find me. And I call you. So you just follow my voice and you find me. We see the voice of Hashem everywhere. We see the existence of Hashem everywhere. How can you not find Hashem? The prophet said, look left of your eyes to the sky and look who created all this. There is a creator. There is Hashem. So today it's easy to find Hashem. Not like before. That's why Hashem took him so long time. But why so long time? That's because he did not have the Ratzon. Because it's not easy, look here. It's not easy for a king to share his kingdom with another king. Are you agree with me or not? If you have a business, your own business, would you call somebody to share it with you, your business? No. Would you share your wife with somebody? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is like his daughter. The Torah is his wife. His names, it's everything to him, belongs to him. Why should he share this with somebody else? So he did not have the Ratzon. He had to work. Till Hashem, he had this Ratzon, it took all this time. Why this time? No answer. Then when Hashem, he had the Ratzon to share, he shared his Torah. The Torah is the names of Hashem. He shared the word. He gave us everything. Oh, what Hashem wants? He said, I give you everything. I give you my name. I give you Torah. I give you the word. But just recognize me. It's like a father said to his child, you're born, I give you everything. Just when you grow, call me Papa. Call me Papa. Love me. Show me love. Don't ignore me. That's what Hashem wanted. And for that, when Hashem had this Ratzon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave all the whole kilim, the whole equipment to Adam, that it can be always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, he did not say, Adam left him alone. He gave him all the equipment. Now, it's up to you, Adam. This is our work. This is our work. So Be'ez Hashem, we hope that we will be good Jew. We will serve well Hashem. And Be'ez Hashem, because we will help us to see Mashiach Tzidkenu Mikaratzon. And this Torah that I teach you this morning for the Zichut of your son. And you should have many sons. And God bless you.